morning, traders. I am Emily Advani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, April 18th. We jump into the first regular trading session of the week after an extended holiday weekend. U.S. markets were closed on Friday and had ended the shortened week down on Thursday. This week, investors are getting ready for a host of big earnings, looking for signals from corporate America on how the economy is doing under rising inflationary pressures and surging costs. Bill, let's get into this action-packed week with what is happening in the markets this morning.
You really hit the nail right on the head this morning, with your comments about earnings and inflation. That's really what's happening here. We have a number of good earnings coming out this week. There's over 50 S&P 500 companies that will be releasing earnings this week. There's more than 100 companies in total releasing earnings. I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are trading down. They're down about 0.3%. Now, they were down about 0.5% earlier. So they've come back. So that's kind of a positive, you know, as you're heading into the markets open, because you got to remember, you can't look at Europe for any indicators this morning because, you know, the European markets are closed for the Easter holiday. They were closed Friday. They're closed again today. They do a four-day close. Here in the U.S., we can only be – banks and brokerage firms can really only be closed 3 days in a row, not four. So I'm watching the markets. I can tell you that they're very concerned about the rising bond yields. They're concerned about inflation. That is always something that's going to be on the tape all week long. And, you know, the earnings results. I do see a lot of stories out there. I mean, Twitter shares are actually trading a shade higher this morning, about 2.5%. I look at the, you know, Cirrus, ticker SIRI, that's down a little bit, basically because of a Morgan Stanley downgrade. I'm watching crude oil. Crude oil's like, oil is slightly down after seeing some nice positive action last week. It's trading down about, it was down 0.5%. Now it's down about maybe 0.25%. WTI is at $106.70 a barrel, whereas in Brent crude is at $111.68 a barrel. You're looking at what happened in Asia. Hong Kong was closed for Easter, but Tokyo was open. Tokyo dropped 293 points, or about a little over 1%. But I look at the S&Ps, down about 0.3%. But they were lower, and they have come back. So I've got my fingers crossed for some positivity later this afternoon, Emily.
And Bill, you said it, there are more than 100 companies releasing earnings this week. So let's start with what we should be watching today and just ahead.
Let's start off with Bank of New York. That's ticker BK, Boy Kilo. They beat by 1 cent. They did it on lower revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 1% this morning. How about Bank of America, ticker BAC, Boy Apple Charlie? They beat by 6 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. That stock's up 1.3% this morning. And Synchrony Financial, that's ticker SYF, Sam Yellow Frank. They beat by 22 cents. They did that on higher revenue. Stock's kind of flat, but the bid offer spread rather wide. So I expect that to be trading a little higher when the market opens today. You know, this afternoon we have JBHT, that's JB Hunt, John Boy, Henry Tom. Their EPS expectations is $1.91, and the expected move here is 8.95%. A lot of price target downgrades in JBHT recently. And then tomorrow, you know, tomorrow morning we have Hasbro, ticker HAS, Henry Apple Sam, HAS. Their EPS is 68 cents and their expected move is 8.86%. Signature Bank, that's ticker SBNY, Sam Boy, Nancy Yellow, EPS estimate is $4.31 and the expected move here is 12.45%. Halliburton, ticker HAL, Happy Apple Larry, EPS estimate is 34 cents and the expected move here is 5.81%. Travelers Group, that's ticker TRV, Tom Richard Victor, EPS estimate is $3.70 and the expected move here is 5.48%. Lockheed Martin, that's ticker LMT, Larry Michael Tom, EPS here is $6.22, and the expected move is 4.30%. And let's also add in there Johnson & Johnson, ticker J&J. Their EPS estimate is $2.61, and the expected move when they release earnings tomorrow morning is 2.47%. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings, Emily.
And we will continue to walk our listeners through all these big earnings this week. So make sure to tune in each weekday morning to get those earnings updates. And let's now move on to economic events. Bill, what should we be watching for there?
Well, I mean, this morning we have, at 10 a.m., we have the housing market index report being released. There's a lot of housing reports coming out this week. I think there's one on today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So you want to keep your eyes on the housing stocks when these reports come out. And then at 4 p.m. Eastern time, James Bullard from the St. Louis Fed will be giving a speech. I'm sure it'll be very hawkish as normal. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic reports happening today, Emily.
And Bill, when there is a lot of action on the earnings front, there also seems to be a lot of action on the headlines, on the news, that there are a lot of headlines and information that comes out around this time. There are press releases, shareholders meeting, buyback news, obviously guidance news, which is going to be increasingly important to watch. And you're able to watch all of this by breaking down your newswear alerts into segments and sectors. So I know you're watching today. You're starting out your week by breaking it all down. So tell us, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets?
Well, you know, I'm looking at my FANG stocks as I do every morning. They're all trading off with the exception of Tesla. So that's why I do expect a weaker opening, which could be a good opportunity for this afternoon. I'm looking at the shares of Amazon. I'm seeing that, there's some concern about the Amazon because the feeling is this online boom that has occurred for the last couple of years due to the COVID situation. It's pretty much over as people start to go back, are going back to the physical locations. So that's not real. It's a positive for a lot of the retailing stocks, not so much for Amazon. Watching shares of Apple, I see that Apple workers at their flagship New York City store, they're taking steps to unionize. So we'll have to see. That's a developing story. Netflix earnings are coming out tomorrow afternoon. We're looking at Q1 ads to be closer to 3.5 million, according to Deutsche Bank. This action that they've been taking over the last quarter about people that are sharing their passwords could boost the revenue. They just got to be careful on this path that they're walking. But no matter how you look at it, I think it's a revenue add for them. And I see Tesla, they're going to be resuming production at their Shanghai plant next week, and they're going to be opening up in stages. So it's kind of a positive for Tesla. You're looking at shares of Tesla this morning, and they are trading higher. They're up about a quarter of 1%. We're talking about the Dow Jones 30 stocks. Microvision's deal to buy out Activision Blizzard. There's a lot of, there may have been some trading, inside trading going on here. And Activision came out and said that they're going to be cooperating with federal trading probes into the action that occurred right before Microsoft announced the buyout. Boeing, ticker BA. I see that China Airline, Eastern China Airlines that had the plane crash recently, they're going back to be flying that Boeing model that crashed. So that's kind of a positive to say that it wasn't, Boeing's fault in terms of the recent plane crash that occurred. You look at shares of Boeing, they're up 0.75% this morning. We're talking deals that have occurred. NTUS, Nancy Tom, Uncle Sam. This is Natus Medical. They entered into a $1.2 billion deal to be acquired. The acquiring price is $33.50. That's a 29% premium to Thursday's close. And we got to throw in the news that came out Friday, which was a holiday. Twitter's board, they institute a poison pill. And what they, there's different ways you can do poison pills. What they're doing is they're essentially moving to create a shareholders' rights plan. Now, this is going to expire in 1 year, but essentially gives shareholders the right to buy more shares at a discounted price if someone acquires 15% of the company without the board's consent. So, you know, that kind of is a deterrent for anyone else coming in to try and, you know, raise the bid price of shares of Twitter. You know, is Musk serious about this Twitter thing? We'll have to wait and see. But the stock is trading higher. It's up. It's up slightly this morning. So let's see, where exactly is it at? It's up 2.6% this morning. So yeah, it's having a nice move. We're talking shareholders meetings. Kforce, that's ticker KFRC, Kilo, Frank, Richard, Charlie. Kforce is having their annual shareholders meeting today, starting at 8 a.m. And Diffusion Pharmaceuticals, that's ticker DFFN, David, Frank, Frank, Nancy, at 9 a.m. They're starting their shareholders meeting today. And in terms of buyback news, Synchrony Financial, that's ticker SFY, Sam, Frank, Yellow, they announced a $2.8 billion stock repurchasing plan. And ticker RKT, Richard Kilo Tom. I see Deutsche Bank called it a catalyst call buy idea this morning. But that's what I have for you about news that's hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. Okay, Bill, it is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. What is your pick of the day to start out this week?
I'm going to go with Halliburton, ticker HAL, Henry, Apple, Larry. Earnings are tomorrow morning. You know, EPS is 34 cents and the expected move is 5.81%. Now, you look at the data points, and the fact is that the brokers are raising both their price targets and their ratings on this stock. That is a positive going into earnings. You know, you also have to remember oil prices have been elevated for much of the last quarter. That puts the stock in a good environment for an earnings beat when they release. And take a look at what the CEO said on January 24th when they last released. He came out in that report. He said, "I am accelerating multi-year upcycle." See, he's talking about now, not in the future, but this excited about it. That's a positive. When the CEO's talking long-term, that's a negative. But this guy is talking about a positive short-term. So, yeah, I like Halliburton. As far as an entry point, stock's up a little over 1% this morning. But if I can get in under that 41.25, I think that would be a good entry point. So that's my pick of the day, Halliburton, ticker HAL. It's an earnings play, and they're releasing tomorrow morning.
And, Bill, we will watch that Halliburton call today and look out for those earnings. And coming up, we won't sign off before recapping Thursday's pick of the day. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
CASA, ticker CASA, Charlie Apple, Sam Apple. The stock's up 36% following a pact with Verizon. Bank of America, ticker BAC, earnings beat forecasts as lending is picking up. XPO Logistics, that's ticker XPO. They're opening up two LTL terminals in California and Georgia. You know, in terms of the market overall, Morgan Stanley sees some earnings risk ahead, says high inflation is forcing the Fed to be maximum hawkish on their tilt of interest rates. Bank of America came out and said that they have no material or direct exposure to Russia. That's a positive. Ticker DID, it's Didi, that's the ride hailing sharing company in China, similar to Uber. Stock's down about 20% this morning. They released their financials over the weekend, which they weren't great, but the fact is that they at least released them. And, you know, in May, they're going to have a vote to say if they should be delisted or not. But we'll have to wait and see. This could be something interesting in shares of Didi, ticker DIDI. See JP Morgan raise Goldman Sachs price target to 420 this morning. Yeah, that ticker SIRI, Cirrus XM, downgraded to underweight at Morgan Stanley amid auto headwinds. Not positive for Cirrus XM. Ticker SWX, Sam William X-Ray. This is Southwest Gas Explorers. strategic alternatives. Could be a sale or could be something else. USFD, U.S. Food, sends a letter to shareholders. Emily, that's really all I'm seeing in the last 15 minutes.
Before we go, let's check in on Thursday's pick of the day, which was Nike. If we take it all the way back to Thursday morning, the Dow was trading up more than 200 points, with shares of Nike, Caterpillar, and IBM contributing to the index's intraday rally. UBS came out Friday reiterating a buy rating on Nike, and one of their analysts' key takeaways from discussions with management is that Nike will be a long-term outperformer, citing the company's investment in product innovation, supply chain speed, and digital, unlocking what is likely a multi-year period of above-average growth. Bill, I don't want to keep our listeners waiting. How did your call work out?
Yeah, Nike worked out really well. I mean, the market was very, it was all over the place on Thursday, you know, and I chose Nike because I really thought they had that opportunity to really show a good gain. And they did. I mean, the stock opened up at $129.08 and it hit a high of $134 and it pulled back and it closed at $133.46. I mean, if you look at the percentage difference between the opening price and the closing price, that's a 3.39% difference. I mean, that's a really solid gain for one day. Now, I need to point out, I was, you know, when I made the call, the stock was at 128. So it did trade. So it was 128.07. And, it, you know, so I was thinking around 128 area would be a good entry point. But, when we got closer to the open, I could clearly see that 128 was out of the question. But 129 was really a nice trade for the day. And it had a nice over 3% gain. So Nike was a real good trade on Thursday.
Bill, that was definitely a winner. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Halliburton pick of the day. Thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.